Va Torah nikneis barbaim ushmonet varim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Canning Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ayala Shachar from Queens, New York, and today we'll be learning how Torah can be acquired through Arichas Vasayim. Now, literally translated, this means arranged lips, but in sort of simple English, we can translate this to mean orderly, articulate speech. So what does that mean, Arichas Vasayim, and why does it help us be Kona Torah? Why does having orderly, articulate speech help us in our Torah learning? The Tiferes Yisrael explains that Arichas Vasayim is translated as shagar b'fiv, in other words, fluent. If you actually know and understand something well, right, if you have a fluency, if something is shagar b'fiv, that it so easily rolls off the tip of your tongue, when you have a verbal fluency and you can say it over in a clear fashion, that's a good sign you've learned something well. Right, if we think back to the days when we were in elementary school and high school, those sort of traumatic times where we had an oral exam coming up, why did our teachers do that to us, right? Why did they put us through that? Because when you have an oral exam, when you have to actually say something over, it requires a deeper level of understanding. You have to use your own words to explain a concept, and that better demonstrates a level of understanding. And so Arichas Vasayim, according to Tiferes Yisrael, when we say something should be shagar b'fiv, that it should be fluent, Torah, we should know it so well that we can actually say it over in our own words clearly. So here's the challenge number one when it comes to being Kona Torah. And I challenge you to try this at home throughout Sfirat HaOmer and beyond. At the end of attending a shir, or reading through a sefer, or listening to a Canning Toward Sinai recording, or really any sort of Torah learning for that matter, if I asked you to record a 2-minute voice note summarizing what was said and what you learned, would you be able to do it? Would the words be shagar b'fiv? Would you be able to say over that idea that you heard in the shir, or what you read in the article, or what you saw in the sefer? Would you be able to Arichas Vasayim and articulate it in an orderly way? This is level one when it comes to being Kona Torah. Arichas Vasayim begs us to ask in our learning if we're actually understanding and absorbing the Torah that we're consuming. If you could articulate the Torah idea, if you could record that 2-minute voice note about the shir, or the 2-minute voice note about the sefer, or the 2-minute voice note about the article or the essay, it's a gauge you've learned the concept well. But if you can't record it and say it over in your own words, if you cannot be Arichas Vasayim, it's probably an indicator the concept is still hazy to you. And so Arichas Vasayim is helping us aim for clarity, right? Arichas Vasayim is our tool and gauge for clarity to gauge whether or not we've learned the Torah concept well. If we can articulate it fluently, if it's shagar b'fiv, if we can give it over in a clear way, that means we've learned it. And if we cannot give it over, it's an indicator that the concept is still hazy to us and we need to push for a better understanding of the Torah that we've just consumed. And that's level one of being Kona Torah. But Torah is a Torah's chaim. And so when it comes to being Kona Torah, throughout this series, you want to think about not only Torah learning, but also Torah living, right? We call it a Torah's chaim for that reason. So the Gemara in Erevin says, Pitach Pumi Kari, Pitach Pumi Tani, open your mouth and speak Torah, right? Again, speaking about Arichas Vasayim, Pitach Pumi, open your mouth, use your mouth when it comes to learning Torah. Ki chayim him, because it is a book of life, right? Lemotzayhem. Al tikr lemotzayhem, el lemotzayhem, right? How does Torah become a Torah's chayim? Al tikr lemotzayhem, not to people who find it, lemotzayhem, el al lemotzayhem. When you're motzi something, bepet, when you take something out of your mouth, when you express it. Al tikr lemotzayhem, it's a Torah's chayim, not for people who find it, el lemotzayhem, to people that can express it and take it out of their mouths. And I think, why do we need to be able to express something, right? Why does that help us live Torah? How does being Marich or Svasayim, how does El Lemotziyayim, Pitzach Pumi, opening our mouth, allow Torah to become a Torah Svasayim? So Rav Reuven Leuchter, a big Mashkiach in Eretz Yisrael and a Baal Musar, explains that our greatest challenge in Avodas Hashem, oftentimes it stems from bilbul, confusion, right? Our approach to Avodah is foggy. We approach mitzvos, but we don't actually know what we're trying to do. We stand up to daven in the morning and we say Psukei Dezemar, or we approach Hashem in Shemona Esrei. What are we trying to do? If I had to ask you to articulate, what is your goal, right, in standing in Shemona Esrei or in Psukei Dezemar? Is it praising Hashem? Is it asking for Klal Yisrael's needs? Is it humbling yourself before your maker? What are you trying to accomplish? Can you articulate what your goal is? We go to visit a friend who's sick, right? What are we trying to accomplish when we visit that friend? Are we there to comfort her? Are we there to lighten her mood? Are we there to attend to her needs, right? Depending on what our actual goal and intent is, right? Our behavior and success in filling that need and filling that goal, doing that mitzvah is determined. And so the question we're asking ourselves always when we approach a mitzvah is, what am I trying to accomplish? If you can actually articulate the goal of what you're trying to accomplish, you will likely be successful. If you can mark your svasayim and you can articulate to yourself what it is you're setting out to do when you approach a mitzvah, you will likely be successful. Again, we're not saying you need to articulate your goal to anybody. You want to articulate it to yourself, right? You want to be marker svasayim and fluently explain to yourself what is your goal when you approach a mitzvah. What is it that you're trying to do? If you can't be marker svasayim and actually articulate your goal, you're likely working towards something hazy and won't be as successful. Going back to our example of visiting a sick friend, if I'm there to comfort my friend, right, I may act one way. If I'm there to lighten her mood, I may tell some jokes, I may tell a nice story from the week, but if I'm there to attend to her needs, I may offer to pick up her kids from school or bring her dinner, right? Depending on what my actual goal is, if I can actually articulate what the goal is, I can be marach my svasayim and articulate it in a fluent way, that it's sugar befiv. I can clearly say it over to myself what my goal is. I will likely be much more successful in my avodas Hashem. We say every day in davening, right, in Vod Zion, Baruch Shevdilanu Min HaTohem. Blessed is Hashem who separated us from those who wander, right? And we're talking right now about Richas Svasayim, which gives way to clarity. The opposite of clarity is wandering, right? Bilbul, confusion and wandering. Min HaTohem. Hashem separated us from those who are Tohem, those who wander. The goal of Torah learning and Torah living is clarity. That a clarity of what we're learning and a clarity of what we're doing. It's a clarity of what we're living for. And this clarity is born out of Richas Svasayim. When we can clearly articulate what it is we've learned, when we can clearly articulate what it is we hope to do with our mitzvos, when we can clearly articulate what our goal is in life, when we can clearly articulate what we're trying to accomplish in Avodas Hashem, we are well on our way to being Kohen HaTorah. Thank you so much for learning with me.